You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
Honestly, I mean, they're one of the best fans in D&B.
What's going on, y'all? It's your boy, C. Marty Fit, and we back here with another episode of the Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast. It's currently Memorial Day, so happy Memorial Day. Shout out to the vets that serve this country. And it's currently a rainy day. I hope y'all don't hear this thunder in the background. I think we good with this microphone. So before I get into the episode, please like the video. Please hit that like button. We got to get this message out there. And hit that subscribe button for me. Share it with a friend. And give me some feedback. So, with all that being said, let's jump into this episode. So, no reaction videos today. I'm dropping some more game, but I promise I'm going to bring back more reaction videos next episode. But I got a lot of game to drop, man. I could do so much and talk about so much with fitness. So, bear with me. But y'all going to learn something today on this podcast. So, first, today was a holiday. usually holidays, people get drunk, go out to the club. They don't come in the next morning. So this is my last time doing a holiday workout. I just go to the gym for like, you know, 2 or 3 hours, and I'll train a few people. Today I had like 5 people come. No more holiday workouts. So, and another thing too, like if you miss your session, I don't need an explanation why you missed your session. Just be like, hey, Chris, I'm not going to be there. Like, I don't need to know that the kids woke up late and they da-da-da-da and the, I don't need all that on my phone, man. I don't need all of that, bro. Like, it's cool. Like, half the time I'm not reading it. I'm on the go. I'm busy. Like, just cut it out, man. Stop it. So, that wasn't a topic, but that was just on my mind today. I'm looking at my phone like, bro, I don't care. Like, I love y'all, but I don't care. Anyway, first topic. A lot of y'all don't need to worry about a cheat meal. It's crazy, like, people will start their sessions with me. It'll be week one, and they asking about a cheat meal. Bruh, you didn't even get the basics down yet. First of all, you calling it a cheat day. You don't get a whole cheat day where you just eat whatever the fuck you want for the whole day. It's not a cheat day. It's called a cheat meal. Right? So you don't even have the term right. So, if you don't have the term right, it's going to be hard for you to understand the concept. You don't have the basics down first. What's the basics? Did you drink a gallon of water? I gave you simple directions on how to eat and what to eat, right? You, with the gallon of water thing, it kills me. Hey, y'all, carry a jug. Where's my water gallon jug? I don't feel like getting it. I left it over there. Carry a water jug around. That's going to be the easiest way for you to drink a gallon of water. Don't try to get a bottle of 8 fluid ounces of water and then try to add it up and then do the conversion rate on Google. What are you?
Nope.
What are you doing? Follow simple directions. You can't follow step one and you worried about a cheat meal, calling it a cheat day. That don't even make sense.
Nope.
All right. Did you hit your protein number? It's crazy. I always bring this up. I hate talking about the girl, but I told her how much protein she needed, and then I sent her a guide of how much protein is in each food and the quantity and the ounces, and she was like, oh, I'm getting about 25 grams a day. 25 grams of protein a day. No. That's not what I told you to do. So it's just so many basics. Like, did you get 3 to 4 actual meals in a day? Clean meals. I'm not talking about snacks. That's another thing too. They ask him like, what snacks can I have? You worried about snacking at work? we trying to get this body right. Like, I'm on the clock. I ain't got that much time before y'all be ready to fire me. So let's get to work. But it's just crazy, man. Like, if you can't master the basics, you don't need to worry about a cheat meal. Because technically, you having cheat meals if you're not eating what your trainer's telling you to eat. If you're not drinking a gallon of water, you're cheating the diet. You're cheating the plan. So we that mindset right there, we got to get that shit out the window. You don't need to worry about the cheat meal. That's the last thing you need to worry about. Focus on what your trainer's telling you to do. Focus on the plan. Focus on getting your shit together. Focus on unbigging that back, getting rid of that belly deli. Focus on building some muscle, getting rid of them SpongeBob shoulders. Focus on growing them chicken legs. Focus on growing the pancake butt, ladies. Let's get to work. Cheat meal is going to be there, I promise. Whatever restaurant you like to go to, whatever brunch, whatever dinner spot, whatever happy hour you like to go to, it's not going out of business. It's going to be right there. And if you get your shit together, if you take 4, 5, 6 weeks, 8 weeks to get your shit together, it's going to be right there. So don't worry about the cheat meal, all right? Another thing too, man. Hold on, one time for your boy. Just gave y'all some real game on fitness, all right? Another thing. So when you're transitioning into the fitness lifestyle, right? You're acquiring an essential skill. What's the essential skill I'm acquiring, right? The essential skill that you're acquiring, you're going to have to learn how to work out when it's inconvenient, okay? Welcome to the club. This shit inconvenient for everybody, okay? Whether you're a mom, dad, don't have kids, you got grandkids, two jobs, one job, no job, feel like it, don't feel like it. It's inconvenient for everybody. We all, at some point, don't feel like working out, or it's going to be a hard time, a difficult time throughout the day. We might only have 45 minutes. It's inconvenient for everybody at some point. Welcome to the club. You're not the only one. So you got two options. Well, these are the two main options. It might work different for some other people. But just from training and knowing people in the gym, these are the two options. You either get up early and do it, get it out the way, before your day gets busy, before you get hectic, work starts calling, kids get sick at school, kids got to go to sports practice, kids got to da-da-da. Get up early, get that shit out the way. I got a lot of moms early in the morning. People ask me why I train so early in the morning. I got a lot of moms at that time, and it's a lot of money on the table in the morning, so I do it, right? Or you can come in the evening and do it. Recently, I just told y'all I don't do late evenings no more. I got two evening sessions, 3 o'clock and 4 o'clock right now. And they're gonna be gone soon. At some point, well, it's going to go just to 3 o'clock, and then that's going to be gone one day. But right now, 3 o'clock and 4 o'clock. I got people that come in. They come straight after work, get it out the way. Those are your options. It sucks either way. It sucks getting up early, right? It sucks coming after work. Boss getting on your nerves, it sucks, right? I'm going to tell you this. So today was a holiday, Memorial Day. I just mentioned it on the podcast at the intro. And, you know, the gym gets crazy, man. So I train at a public gym. I'm an independent contractor. I pay the gym monthly to train there. And the gym gets crazy on holidays, like crazy packed. So when I do my group sessions at the gym on holidays, I do it early before the crowd gets there, right? And I wanted to work out today too, so I got up and worked out before I did my group sessions. I got up regular time, 3:30, 4 o'clock. I was up getting ready for the gym. And did I want to do that on a holiday? Of course not. Of course I didn't want to do that on a holiday. I could have sat down. I could have chilled today. Oh, it's a holiday. That's what everybody's, it's a holiday. I could have gone out last night. I live in the DMV. DC was litty yesterday. It was lit. But no, I got goals. I'm trying to be on track. I got goals in my fitness business. I got goals outside of my fitness business. So I got to stay on point. It's inconvenient. I miss the parties. I saw everybody's Instagram story and Instagram posts having fun, doing their thing. It's inconvenient. People blowing my phone up. Hey, you're not coming out? Your friend is here. Da-da-da. Your friend. Da-da-da-da-da. Inconvenient. But guess what? I'm going to get my goal. After my workout, I took my progress picture, and it's going. It's working for me. It's working. So inconvenience is that's just a thing in fitness. It's very common. You're not the only one. Welcome to the club, all right? Another thing too, man. Hold on, one time for your boy. Next topic. Your language is important when it comes to your fitness. Now, when I say language, I'm speaking verbal, and I'm speaking about your body language. It's essential to your success in reaching your fitness goals, right? I can't stand when people come in the gym moping. I'm not going to say names, but I have a guy, he just come in the gym moping. I'm not a morning person. And it's just like, bro, you making it harder for yourself. And then the first exercise, he always has to take a deep breath and just like take his time. Like, bro, get to work. You're only here for an hour. That's an hour out of your 24-hour day. You've been training with me for over a year. And you've been coming in the morning for over a year. Get your shit together. Okay? Don't come in the gym moping. You're not going to go hard. You're not going to get the most out of your workout. You're not going to lift the heaviest. You're not going to work out at a high intensity. You're not going to burn as many calories as you possibly can in a workout. And more likely than not, you take that attitude outside of the gym. You take that moping shit to your food. You take it to when it's time to do your extra cardio. You take it to when you're saying no to sweets and no to alcohol. It's all tied in. It's all tied in, okay? All that shit is tied in together, okay? Don't complain before the workout starts. What are we working on today? Listen, I can't stand that. Now, are there people that genuinely ask, like, hey, what day is it today? What are we working on? What body part are we working on? Yeah. But 9 times out of 10, ladies, y'all asking that, and y'all just doing it to complain. Y'all doing it, legs, upper body, full body, cardio. You don't like nothing. So why are you asking me? You're not going to like it regardless. You complain about every day that we do. So what you complaining about? What you asking me for? Just come show up and work. We ain't got time for that. Another lady I have. Every day she come in. You know, good morning. How you doing? I'm real big on my energy, how I greet people. I try to greet people. And, good morning. How you doing?
I'm tired.
Good morning. How you doing?
I'm sleepy. The kids woke me up. The kids couldn't sleep. The kids slept in our bed.
I don't care, bruh. I don't care. And I understand that kids are not easy to raise. Kids are wild. I have a goddaughter. I have little cousins. I understand kids are wild. When I'm with them, they wear me out. So it ain't like what you're saying is invalid, right? Before an hour, let's get to work. Let's get to work, okay? I understand that. But now you're moping. That negative energy is going into the workout. You're carrying that into the workout. You're not working out at a high intensity. And then when you're not getting the results, you're going to be mad. Part of getting your results, you have to struggle, right? We're going to be doing progressive overload. Your muscles are going to get tired. You're building your endurance. You're building your muscle endurance. So the mental has to be there. So if the mental's not there, you're going to struggle in the workout. You're going to be asking me to lower the weight. And you be asking me to lower the weight, and it's a weight you already did before. Come on now, y'all. You got to have a zero options mentality. There's one option. I'm crushing this workout, bro. Coming ready to go. I'm going to crush this workout. There's no other option. Yeah, I might struggle a little bit, but I'm going to get through it. Like, come on now. Your mind, your body follows your mind. Mind first, body seconds. Tell your body you're going to do it. It's going to happen. Okay? You listen to your negative thoughts, you're just making yourself weaker. All right? You're talking yourself out the workout. right? Think about it. When you're giving yourself those negative weak thoughts, more than likely, there's going to be a day where you can come to the gym. You're more than capable of coming to the gym when you don't feel like it. You're more likely to talk yourself out of it. I'm just not going to go today. I'm just not going to go. Then it's my fault. When it's time to get on the beach and that belly doing what that belly do, gravity taking over that belly, it's going to be my fault. Come on now. And, you know, just like I mentioned earlier, that mindset is always consistent, right? So if I see you moping in the gym, complaining before the workout starts, lethargic, lackadaisical, you're cheating reps, you're cheating your sets, you're not doing what I'm telling you to do, you're doing half reps.
Nope.
I know you're not following the meal plan. There's no way. You're not taking it serious. You're not taking the serious that the service that you pay me for. You come to the gym, you pay me, Chris, here's my money. I need a bomb workout, and I need some guidance on how to get to this goal. If you can't do step one, if you can't complete step one with 100% effort, no way you're eating right outside of here. Think about it. How many people you know that was like, yeah, I'm a bullshit my workout today, but I'm gonna eat my diet. I'm gonna be on my meal plan 100% right. That don't even make sense, bruh.
Use your common sense.
That doesn't even make sense. So look, man. Language is important. Verbal and body language. Important. Alright? You gotta go in there with a positive mindset, even when you don't feel like it. And I'm not saying you gotta come in on, hey, Chris, you ain't got to kiss my ass. I'm not saying that. But, like, come in. Hey, good morning. How you doing? Good morning. What's up, Chris, man? I ain't getting no sleep last night. Let's get this work in. Or you don't even got to say that. Just good morning and go to the treadmill and get it in. I could pick up on the body language. If you ain't feeling it, I know. I got people that is not feeling it, but they going to come and get this work in. All right? So, look, give it up. Dropping game on y'all today, bruh. It's the last thing I want to talk about on the podcast today, man. A lot of people, they allow outside voices to affect their fitness journey, to affect their fitness goals, right? But you really got to look at who's telling you to slow down, right? So right now, you either watching this on YouTube or you're listening to this on Apple Podcasts. And I'm going to talk about fitness, but I just want to give an example of my content real quick. A lot of times on my videos, I get negative comments. I've gotten racist comments. I've gotten people acting like I don't know what I'm talking about. People calling me stupid. People calling me dumb. People calling me dusty. People calling me gay. People calling me all types of stuff, man. And I notice a common theme with these people. Right, these people that come on my page talking shit, they usually don't have a profile picture, or it's usually a cartoon or some shit. They're, or it's the first letter of their name is the profile picture, the generic YouTube. That's what they give you when you don't put a profile picture up. These are the people talking shit. So I can react one of two ways. I can take what they say to heart and stop posting my content. Or I can acknowledge and realize that these people are losers. They have no place speaking to me. They've never created anything. They're not in shape. They're not business owners, self-employed. They don't work as hard as I do. So why am I going to take their advice? What am I listening to them for, bruh? I'm on my path. I'm on my journey. I can't listen to that bullshit. So it's the same thing with fitness, man. Why are you listening to people that are trying to get you to stop doing what you want to do?
Stop working out so much. You can have a cheat day. You can miss one workout. You can call out of work. You can go to a party. You can get hungover. You can eat one more. You can have one slice of pizza. It's just a glass of wine. It's wine. It's not like it's tequila. It's clear. It's just shot. It's no chaser. There's no sugar in it. It's low calorie. And the people telling you that, they look like what you don't want to look like.
But you ain't going to listen to me or the fit girl on Instagram or the fit girl at the gym or the fit girl, whoever, that's telling you what to do. You don't want to listen to us. You're going to listen to that.
Yeah, it's about balance. I want to balance.
You're going to be balancing that belly on Instagram, on your Instagram picture. For real, man. Like, you really gotta pick and choose who you listen to. I don't understand why people will listen to their fat friends over me. Somebody who lives this life, somebody who does this for a living. You gonna listen to, you rather listen to your fat friend. I get business advice from these old heads that never started a business. They never were a trainer. They've never been in fitness. They give me the most unprofessional advice. Why the hell would I listen to them? Right? Like, you know, people be trying to get me to mess with certain clients. Like, bro, like, what are you talking about? Dog, like, I'm not listening to you, bro. I'm not ruining my business. You never had a business. You don't know what it's like to mess the money up. All right, man, it's never a fit person or it's never a person with your body goal telling you this shit. Ladies, it's never a woman who looks like what you want to look like telling you to do that bullshit. There's never a woman who looks like what you want to look like telling you to miss that workout, telling you to drink that drink, telling you to eat another donut, telling you to skip your workout. It's never that. So compare the person that's telling you this shit, compare their body to what you want to look like. I guarantee it ain't the same. Not even close. Not even close. Just think about it. Would you, a homeless man coming up to you telling you what to do with your money, you gonna listen to that? That's pretty much the same shit that y'all doing. We all listen to y'all fat friends tell y'all what to do, man. Crazy, man. Listen, man. That's the gems for today. That's the gems for today, man. So another episode of the Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast. Appreciate y'all listening. Appreciate the support. Please like, comment, subscribe. Share with a friend. If there's something you want me to react to or something you want me to talk about, shoot me a DM and I'll get it done, man. I think the next episode, I got something. They might cancel me on the next episode, bro. Real talk. So we're going to see, man. We're going to see. I was told not to do this video, but I think I'm going to go ahead and do it. Not to make fun of anybody or be mean, but, you know, I got some valid points in how I want to break it down. So if you've never seen any of my reaction videos, go ahead and check some out. I break it down with facts and make things make sense. So, look. Appreciate y'all watching. I'm going to catch y'all on the next episode. We out.
Honestly, I mean, they're one of the best fans in D&D.